If you go to this page will be useful for H4, L2, and E3 EAD folks. So I can keep it simple. Let's say if your spouse H1B extension got approved, but your H4 visa is still valid until a short period of time. Let's say if it is valid for 1 month or 2 months or even like 1 week, whatever it is, you can come to, I mean, one of these US-Mexico border locations, cross it and come back and get your I-94 renewed based on your spouse I-797A. If you have that H-4 stamping in the passport, still valid, right? If you don't have that H-4 stamping valid, then the alternative option will be, you'll be, just a moment. Okay, so in case if your H4 EAD was expired, if your H4 stamping in the passport is expired, what is your alternative option? You can try for the emergency appointment in Mexico or your home country or wherever that you are able to get the dates, and then you send that H4 EAD. I mean, you send that H4 stamping copy to USCIS and process your H4 EAD faster. We had few clients who did that, and they were able to extend their H4 EAD faster. So let me show one sample reason of how this client was able to request for this emergency appointment. So this client is working for a healthcare company as well as working on H4 EAD basically. It doesn't matter whether you're working for a healthcare insurance company or not, but you can just keep your reason something similar to this one. So this client tried to add the job loss as a reason, also, you know, the potential job loss or financial loss and all that stuff. So this client contacted us on January 7th and late did that entire process. January 10th drafted emergency appointment reason. January 11th, we reviewed that reason and made some modifications or something and applied for the emergency appointment at either New Laredo or Monterey. And then, you know, got the visa stamped and able to send that copy to USCIS for the H4 EAD extension and all that. So the how does the template needs to look like is, this is how the emergency appointment template needs to look like. Requesting emergency appointment, make sure to write the subject. That way, you know, you're just keeping your request shorter for the visa officer to understand while they look at your request. Requesting emergency appointment based on working for healthcare, supporting frontline workers, and also possibility of my job loss, financial loss. Even if someone like H1B is in the same situation, you can try with this one. Try to use similar reasons or similar format reasons. So the first thing that the person wrote is, this person attended for H4 stamping along with H1B spouse as well. So I work in healthcare IT insurance applications at particular company. I work for this particular web applications, which is a customer live. Since my H4 EAD expiring on particular date, I have to quit my job and it will, I want to auto extend my H4 stamping and my I-94 and renew my EAD. This will help me to keep my job and also support my applications. So if I face a job loss, this will cause severe financial loss to our family and all that stuff. So you can try to write down similar reasons in case, if you have any of those, and try to request for emergency appointment and then can give it a try. The locations which most people have been attending for these H4 related appointments is Monterey, or the other location is New Laredo. These two locations are giving these emergency appointments mostly. So Monterey, let's say you attend on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you'll get your passport next day after visa interview. If you attend on Friday, you might get the passport same day. If not, then you'll get your passport on Monday, right? So it's better to request the emergency appointment based from Monday to Thursday. So that way you'll make sure you don't need to stay there on the weekends. So let's say if you're going to New Laredo, try to choose the appointments for Monday and Tuesday. The reason is previously they used to give the passport same day after visa interview, but recently what they started doing is they started to use the DHL to give the passport back. So you might end up staying two more extra nights than that. Let's say if you attend your visa interview on Monday and Tuesday, you might get your passport on Thursday evening or Friday mostly. So that's the reason, better to choose Monday and Tuesday or Wednesday at the max. So you'll get your passport at least on Saturday afternoon, 1 p.m. but better to choose Monday and Tuesday if you're attending for New Aladdin. So those are the locations where you can request for these emergency.